I just found out, like, a couple weeks ago that I'm going to get a divorce. I found out my wife, who I've been with for better than 6 years now, is cheating on me with my cousin.
Oh. I almost cussed there. Yeah, so what were you wondering then?
So what should I do? Should I, like, get a lawyer and try and take her for everything she's worth, or... What do you think I should do?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have any experience with marriage, let alone divorce. I'd say... well, first off, you have to make sure you never see that cousin again, right?
Yeah.
So you have to... You either have to write off your family and not go to any more family functions, or you have to make sure he does.
He's already been written off.
Okay, so you got that. You already got that taken care of.
Yeah.
And I don't know, Jerianne, what do you think you should do?
I would take her for everything she's worth. Cheating's bad. Very bad.
Is she worth more than you?
No. She's not worth very much at all, but,
yeah. See, it's tough for the guy to come out on top, isn't it? Even if there is cheating involved?
Yeah.
The legal system's just so rigged for women.
It is.
It's tough to be a dude these days.
Well, it is.
Too bad for you guys.
Yeah. Thanks, Jerianne. Very helpful advice.
Yeah, it was very helpful.
Well, good luck to you, man, all right?
All right.
Take care of yourself. Yep. 539-9750 or 238-0975. Go ahead.
I'm going snowboarding in Colorado. We're actually on our way out there right now.
Is that right? Where at in Colorado?
Outside Denver, Breckenridge or something like that.
Breckenridge?
Yeah. I've never been snowboarding ever. So, Stukes, this might be the last time you ever hear from me or anything, because I'll probably impact the tree around Mach 2. That's just my luck, so...
Yeah, that's what happened to Cher's husband, or ex-husband.
Sonny Bono.
Yeah.
But I've never been snowboarding, especially in Colorado, so I don't know if you've ever gone there, so...
Nah, man, the most I've done as far as snow sports go is Snow Creek, if you're familiar with Snow Creek, artificial snow deal, and I think it's east of here somewhere. I don't remember. When was the last time I went to Snow Creek when I was just a little kid? So just on little bunny slopes. So I couldn't even do the rope toe, as it's called. Yeah, I'm not a big skier or winter sports fan, really.
Tom's got a pool going to see what I'll break. He's got like $10. I'll break an arm, and there's other people that think I'll break a leg. Yeah, I'm pretty accident prone, so this should be fun.
I tell you what, I broke my collarbone, and I guess the closest thing to snowboarding or skiing or anything I've done in a while, that was when I was in college on a stop day. We ended up drinking too much, and it frozen rain a whole lot, and we went up, and we were waiting for sleds to arrive, but meanwhile, there was a sidewalk that was cleared off, and it was just a sheet of ice, so everyone was sliding along that, and I tried to surf on it, and...
Didn't really work for you, I guess.
Flipped,
huh?
Yeah, broke the collarbone. Didn't realize it was broken for about 2 hours, I'd say.
Jeez.
Oh. Yeah, it was a great time. So maybe you can do something along those lines, and collarbone isn't that annoying of a deal to deal with. Broken arm,
right,
broken leg. Yeah. Well, good luck to you, man. Have a good time. All right.
All right, man. I'll talk to you when I get back or whatever.
I hope to hear from you.
All right, later.
See you, man.